Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. I'm your host, Jen Narciso. Today we have a mom on the go episode for you. These are short 10 to 15 minute episodes for those of you who don't have time to listen to a typical 30, 40, even an hour episode. I wanted to make something short, quick, that you can still get some great content, but with the kids and everything, you might not have time to listen to something full, and I figure this would be a great way for you to still connect. So today I'm here with Samantha Barkley from A Mom Around Town. Samantha was a guest last week and she talked about tools and strategies to be more productive with little time to help you on your own money journey. And on today's episode, we talk about being a mom and more of the work-life balance. And although it was recorded before COVID-19, the concepts are still able to be implemented even today. Before jumping in, here is a quick word from one of our show partners. Wanna make some money? Love playing around on Pinterest? Why not learn how to make money while using Pinterest? You can do this by becoming a Pinterest virtual assistant. Want to learn more about what that is? Well, you can take the first step by joining a free pop-up community group with Kristen Larson, founder of Pinterest VA. Here she will introduce you on what it's like to launch your own business, land clients, get paid, and connect you with an amazing community of people. Learn more by going to investormama.com/makemoney. That's investormama.com/makemoney. A link will also be provided in the show notes. So Samantha, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks so much. I'm so glad to be back.
Awesome. Well, to kick it off, I know you're a mom, you're a blogger, writing books. You have all this great content out there and you're working full time. How do you balance that work life, family, all of the above, I should say, but how do you balance your time?
Yeah, well, I think it's a struggle for every mom everywhere, right? Whether you're working full time outside of the house, you're working from home, or you're a stay at home mom and your work is literally with you all the time everywhere. And to find a balance between this working, this family person, and then I think ourselves, right? So I think as moms, we often lose a piece of ourselves almost because we're so dedicated and ingrained into our family and we don't get that time for ourselves. So one of the ways I strike a balance is my husband and I, we each get a night. So my nights are Tuesday and his nights are Thursday. And on Tuesdays for my night, he picks up from daycare, he does dinner, he does bed. I have no home responsibilities for the night. And it's my opportunity to, sometimes I have to go out with the girls and have kind of a girls' night. Sometimes I'm holed up at Starbucks and I'm just focused on stuff for my business, or I have an activity for church or a meeting for something specific to network, whatever it may be. Tuesdays is my night to focus on whatever I really need to get done, which allows me then the rest of the week to be able to be focused at home and to feel excited about being home with my family because I've had my night to get me stuff in. And then he does the same. His night just happens to be Thursday nights. And then that also is kind of my opportunity to be home just with the kids by myself, which is obviously can be stressful sometimes, but also can be a little bit fun because you can do whatever you're going to do, right? Like you don't have to necessarily stick to the routine. You can have a picnic at the park instead of your normal making dinner, and you can just rock peanut butter and jelly because there's nobody else coming home to have to navigate your night towards. So that's worked out and been really successful for us to be able to maintain the balance of feeling like we have our own lives still, and at the same time making us more present at home together because we've had that time to be ourselves.
So I'm curious if you feel guilty on those nights out, because I know sometimes if I'm out, I mean, I love that you actually build it into your calendar. My husband and I haven't done that yet, which this is a really cool tip. So thank you. How old are your kids and how many do you have? And again, do you feel guilty at all if I'm out or if I have to work late and I get back after our daughter's already asleep? She's a little angry at me the next day and she lets me know that mommy missed out and what's going on here.
Yes. Yeah, that is a great question. I Well, I have a 2.5-year-old. It's just the one, which probably makes it a little bit easier. I have 1 2.5-year-old, and it took 2 years for me to claim my night. My husband's always had his night. Before we had kids, Thursday was his bowling night or his golf league night or his whatever. Like, there was always something going on, and it's just become his night. And yeah, it took 2 years of that back and forth before I said, wait a second, like, I think I want one of those. I like that idea. And I found it really beneficial. There's definitely nights where I get home and I'm like, oh, I missed bedtime and I wish I could snuggle with him right now, but he's already asleep. But it has, he's gotten used to it, to your point. And we make that fun and special, right? Like, tonight's your night with daddy. You get to have fun and hang out with daddy all night. And then the same when he's gone, it's your night with just mommy, right? So it gives us special time just together. And then I've let go of the guilt of it because it makes me a way better mom the other nights that I'm home. So I think it's worth it for both of us.
And what strategies do you use when you are home then to be present with him?
The phone away, right? Oh gosh, yeah. That's such a hard one.
No, it's like the evil extension of your hand.
Yes. I know tonight he was in the bathtub and I was like, oh, this is time I can text these friends back. And I was like, you shouldn't do that. I should be present and engaged with him even when he's doing something else. Because we really only have, I mean, most nights we have 2 hours max, an hour and a half between whenever we're getting home from daycare and starting dinner and all of that kind of stuff. And then when he is getting ready for bed. So yeah, that's time that I've at least attempted. I'm most certainly not perfect at it, but I have attempted to like put the phone in another room and really just spend that time being present with him. And that doesn't necessarily mean sitting with my full attention on him, right? But it means interacting with him. So if I need to empty the dishwasher, like, yeah, here's the spoons. Can you go put those away? If I'm making dinner, a lot of times he grabs his stool or he's in the kitchen because he wants to be around and we can have conversations or have the music on and be singing and dancing and being goofy. So it doesn't have to mean that my full attention is on him, but that my attention is just not on technology or other things. So yeah, which is definitely a struggle. The phone comes out like as soon as he goes to bed. But for that little bit of time, that's at least what I attempt to do.
So this segues into my next question of what do you actually struggle with the most of being a mom and trying to optimize your journey to financial independence? You're trying to save, you're trying to increase your income, but I'm sure as a mom, you've had struggles. I'm just curious what they've been and if you could talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, I think some of the mom struggles really come more into the mindset pieces of it, which I might be kind of dovetailing your question, but they really come down to even the confidence of being kind of stepping into being a mom, right? And feeling that, am I good enough? Am I doing this right? All of that worry and anxiety that comes with that spills into everything, right? And if we're feeling that way and struggling that way as a mom, that definitely filters over into our work and begins to erode our confidence in that as well. And I think that's really hard because there's so much pressure on being a mom today and so much, a parent, right? Leaving your dads out, like there's so much pressure on how we are raising our kids and are we doing this right? Are we doing that right? Are we following this certain guidebook that changes? And depending on who you're talking about, it's a different rule and it's hard. It's really hard. And so that can be overwhelming and can be really kind of a continual confidence deflator, which like I said, just kind of spills into everything. You're not able to kind of nip it in the bud, which I have not mastered yet.
I know your son is still very young, but I'm curious if you've started teaching him anything about saving or that things cost money or anything like that, that you might be able to help another mom out there who's starting to think about how they could teach their child. I should preface that I think that just having the conversation and bringing money into the family is just so important. And I think the younger you can start, obviously within reason, but the younger, the better.
No, I think your question has funny timing because tonight, while you were, I was putting him to bed, he said something silly about he didn't want the socks that he was on. And I was like, oh, we should get some fun socks, like maybe some Batman socks or something. And he's like, I want Batman socks now. And I was like, well, we'll have to order them. And like all of a sudden my brain went to like, you should not be teaching him that whatever we want, we just order off Amazon. You know, like yes. That is not a good lesson. And so that actually pushed me back and made me think a little bit about like, how do I like kind of relay this to him? And I think it really plays on holidays or birthdays or whatever, like how we think about we just get what we want or even just a Target run, right? Like this actually, I listened to a really great podcast about minimalism. I'll have to send it to you. You can add it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was just a single episode, and she was talking about they did a year where the whole family committed to they only bought things that were consumable, right? So things that you were going to run through and use up. So that might include some clothes and stuff like that as well. But what she started to recognize is when you go to the store and you just want something from Target because it looks so amazing and adorable and you throw it in your cart, you are practicing that when I want something, I just get it. And then our kids are trailing behind us and bawling because they can't get the toy that's on the shelf. And we tell them, no, no, you have to wait and be patient for that. You know, or we can't have that right now. And so I have not done a good job yet at this, but I would like to start working on it with my son is really kind of that understanding of we don't necessarily have everything we want right now. We have to maybe put a plan in place to be able to buy something. This is the list that we have made. This is what we're going to get today. Something along those lines, and hopefully you have some good tips that I can start listening to, but start teaching him and kind of modeling that behavior of just because I want something doesn't mean I buy it right now. It means that I work towards it or I put in the energy to be able to earn it or, you know, whatever that sentiment you want to instill in them. We have to model that as well while we're shopping and while we're out with them.
Yeah, it's funny. I've actually used with my daughter. So she's, well, she'll be 3 in January and she loves princess dresses. And if we are ever at a store and she sees Elsa doll or anything Frozen, it's like must have. And so I've actually been now trying to implement with her, will it cost money? Do you have money? And she'll say, no. I said, well, then we can't buy it because you need to pay for it. And she kind of looks at me like, what are you talking about? But it's actually been starting to work. I'll say, mommy has to give money. And if you want something really badly, she has to give money. And since he doesn't have the money right now, then we have to wait. And for some reason that has actually worked. I've only tested on her. So I can't say this will work for every child, but just the idea of that things actually do cost money. There is a consequence, even though she's almost 3. Again, it might not work with every child, but I think there's something innate about knowing that you need to give something before you can get, like the whole idea of sharing. You want this toy, well, you have to share too. So if you want to buy something, well, you have to give something in order to get it. We're working on it, but it's the small little baby steps. I mean, like I said, I think the younger they are, the better to start with anything.
And giving them an opportunity to, whether it's holiday money or birthday money or earning something, right? Like you earned this dollar, let's go to the dollar store and you get to pick something or whatever. But yeah, I think that's a great to help them start understanding that, especially with Amazon, it feels like things just appear. This is amazing. Yeah. So to be able to start that understanding of, you know, everything possible.
Well, awesome. Well, Samantha, thank you so much for coming on today's episode. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. That's today's Mom on the Go episode. If you liked it and the content that I've been providing, please go on the platform that you're listening to, subscribe, leave a review. It really helps the providers know that you're getting value from the Investor Mama podcast. Also, if you have not already done so, please join the tribe. Go to investormama.com/connect. Here you can join the Facebook group, follow me on Instagram. Please reach out, write your questions, write your wins of the day, share your own money stories. I really want to hear from you. What are you liking? What other content do you want to hear about? I will incorporate it into the podcast, so definitely reach out. Again, that's investormama.com/connect. This is Investor Mama. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.